Boston area musicians for a full 6 hours from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Who are you going to hear? Well, performing live in our studios A and D will be Adam Sherman with Lauren Parks, Alan Williams and Crow Follow, as well as Gary Mondello and Vicky Porter, Girl with a Hawk and Glowbox. You'll also hear Hummingbird Syndicate, Little Billy Lost, Mike Berry, Mike McKee, and Randy Black. And finally, live from WMFO Studio D, the Thigh Scrapers. So tune into WMFO on Saturday, June 3rd, starting at 9 a.m. for a full 6 hours of live local music broadcasting over our 91.5 FM airwaves and streaming from the WMFO.org website.
WMFO in Medford.
Cure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
I'd like to kiss you, but I just washed my hair.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Ray, for a moment, pretend that I don't know anything about metallurgy, engineering, or physics, and just tell me what the hell is going on.
Freak sucks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Come on, Dave. Give me a break.
Our fate does not really depend on who is sitting in the White House. Our fate depends on who is sitting outside the White House.
I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Joe's talking about the gun.
by sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
Together with everything and nothing between us, you are the whole soul goal, me, you, universal union, blending in matter, journeying in harmony. Journeying in harmony. The ecstasy's voice is swaying, interplaying, perennial gardenia garden, flowing into fuchsia fountain, leaping into warm purple pink gaseous fumes, purple pools, moving in, undulating, emanating jewels into a timeless, spaceless, placeless place.
Such a cute face.
I'm surfing. Moved into your house.
I'm a couch surfer.
Yeah, I'll move into your house. I'm a couch surfer. Yeah, but I didn't mean to be. Somebody took my keys. I'm a couch surfer. So I'm locked inside of the Holiday Inn, and I'd like to get out with just a little bit of rain. But I don't give a damn. Can I crash at your place again? Just one more night. I'm couch surfing. I'm a couch surfer. I'm couch with them. Locked inside. I'm locked in, but you locked me inside. Inside, I'm no longer me. Move to tears beyond into a pond of cool quivers. My being shivers. I'm pure energy beyond the sun. I'm utterly complete union. I'm a couch surfer. Mind if I eat those chips? Oh, that's okay. I don't like chips anyway. No. I didn't use pay-per-view. I figured it was free. Yeah, I'm going. I'm a couch surfer. Couch surfer.
I had this one the other day.
Everybody.
do it raw.
We like it raw.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, from documentaries, sometimes political speeches, sometimes real-world historical events. Yeah, who knows where we get those audio clips? And I mix them in between and on top of the music. I am so grateful to the WMFO Executive Board and the trustees and everybody else from Tufts who makes this program possible. Like the students with their activity fees. Yeah, that's where most of our money comes from, not the donation drive. Although we definitely appreciate every bit of money that you give us. On the other hand, I'd have to say we run a pretty good deal with the rewards that you get. Like that hoodie for $40, what I signed up for. In these inflationary times, that looks like a pretty good deal, as well as the t-shirt for $25. The coffee mug, well, there are coffee mugs available for free on the street these days in cardboard boxes from so many students who are moving out. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buechert, and tonight I'm going to mix you up a truly canonical Tears of the Gods theme. Yeah, we're going deep rather than wide like we do on the plastic sushi genre jumping formula. Because tonight we're going to be playing you music from just three artists in the whole 2 hours of this 8 to 10 p.m. time slot. Our theme is called Van Mania. And we are featuring the hard rock band Van Halen. And composer, musician, producer, genius extraordinaire, and Greek musician, Vangelis. And then from Canada, we've got that music collective, Brand Van 3000. So tonight's show is dedicated to my good friend and occasional WMFO substitute DJ, Tim Coleman, who, among other shows that he's filled in for me with some of his sound collage constructions of his own, a way while back, he sent me a link to a video interview with Eddie Van Halen. And he was explaining some of his techniques and while he was being honored by the Smithsonian Institution. And that got me to a bunch more research. And, well, in the end, that was the inspiration to create this sound collage mix for you this evening. Eddie Van Halen is, or was, pretty much universally recognized as one of the best electric guitar players ever. And he said, such a profound influence on so many other guitar players. Vangelis is a Greek composer of electronic and progressive ambient jazz, pop rock, orchestral music, just so many different genres, if you want to count that way, and yet he's Vangelis no matter what. He's perhaps best known for his Academy Award-winning score for the film Chariots of Fire, which I won't be playing you any of tonight. Just like when I did my perfect albums, we left out all the hits from Back in Black, because it was so important to me personally to play you all the other songs that are so worthy on that perfect album. And then, Blade Runner. We're going to be hearing lots of that because that's a genius work. Absolute genius work. And then also, our third featured artist, Brand Van 3000, a Canadian alternative music collective. And they make sound collages. What can we say? Yeah, sound collage mixes, mixing music songs. And we're going to be hearing only selections from their perfect album, Glee. Backing me up right now is Vangelis, and this is the Memories of Green from Blade Runner. Before going any further, I want to congratulate all the graduates, especially here from Tufts, our home. Here in Medford and Somerville. And then also, kudos to all the non-graduates who made it through the school year. Whoa, you did it. We kicked off the show with the opening from Vangelis's, his reprise kind of best hits from 1990 to 1999. And then it was Brand Van 3000. With Couch Surfer, kind of mixed up a bit. And then Van Halen with my Elizabeth Hicks remixed Everybody Wants Some. So in the next set, there's a lot of audio clips from who knows where. But in particular, we're going to be hearing from one of my biggest scientific idols, Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman, who will be explaining not only the size of atoms relative to everything else, but also how they behave, even going down to absolute zero. And we're also going to be hearing a pretty succinct, yeah, that's going to be just 2 minutes, about 14 minutes into this set. And also, as far as the Van Halen goes, all of the songs in the next set that we're going to be hearing from that band are from the original Diamond David Lee Roth lineup, which I think is the best. But in the set after that, we're going to be hearing from the Van Hagar lineup. So for you fans of that, yeah, no need to worry. But, yeah, no problem here. But what I wanted to say is I've been thinking for a very long time about another theme called He's Got the Rhythm. And it's going to have just two main artists, best rhythm guitar players, I believe. Malcolm Young from AC/DC, and surprisingly enough to many people, Eddie Van Halen, who, yeah, lots of people know that he's one of the best ever lead guitarists. But on this next song that I'm going to play for you, I hope it helps you understand that he is one of the best ever rhythm guitar players. And, yeah, here is Panama, about a car.
Baby, Hold back. Wait a minute. Go right. Stop. Enhance 5719. Track 45 left. Stop. Enhance 15 to 23.
Incidentally, the quantum mechanics has several aspects. In the first place, the idea that a particle has a definite location and a definite speed is no longer allowed. That's wrong. And to give a measure of how wrong classical physics is, there's a rule that says that you can't both know where something is and how fast it's moving. The uncertainty in the momentum of it and the uncertainty in the position are complementary. The product of the two is a constant. You want the law, and you like the right equations, you can write this. But I will explain it some other time in more detail. This is the explanation of a very mysterious paradox. If the atoms are made out of plus and minus charges, why don't the minus charges simply sit on top of the plus charges? They attract each other. Why don't they just sit there on top? Why is our atom so big? Why, if there is a nucleus here and the electrons around? We first was thought that was because the nucleus was big. No. Nucleus is very small. The atom in its diameter here is 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. The nucleus in its diameter is of the order 10 to the minus 13 centimeters. What does that mean? That means that if you had an atom and you wanted to see the nucleus, you'd have to expand it, magnify it, till the whole atom is the size of this room, and then the nucleus is a bare speck that you can just about make out with the eye, a hundredth of an inch across. And all the weight of the atom is in that nucleus. But what keeps the electrons from simply falling in? This principle,
If they sat there, then you'd know where they were and that they weren't moving. And you can't have that. So they don't sit there, because if you try to put them there, they start moving around. Well, they move around and they take a compromise. They leave themselves a little room for this uncertainty, and they jiggle at a certain amount of minimum motion given by the school. You remember also that when a crystal is cooled to absolute zero, the atoms do not stop moving, they still jiggle. Why? Because if they stopped moving, you'd know where they were and that they had zero motion. And that's against the uncertainty principle. You're not supposed to know where they are and how fast they're moving, so they continually wiggle in there.
Yeah!
In case you didn't already know it, you're tuned in to the 91.5 FM airwaves of WMFO in Medford. Or maybe you're tuned in to WMFO.org on the web. Yeah, we've got a web stream and we've even got podcasts for special people. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, for the Tears of the Gods sound collage, broadcasting here until 10 p.m., at which point we are expecting Isabel, who will be filling in for Alex of Hyper Reality. What a great show name. I'm hoping to listen to his first episode because he wasn't here last week of our new summer semester. In any case, our theme this evening is called Van Mania, and we have just three artists that you are hearing in this two-hour sound collage: Van Halen, Evangelist, and Brand Van 3000. And this show is dedicated to my good friend Tim Coleman, who through various mechanisms ended up suggesting the theme. We kicked off that last set with one of the greatest riffs, rhythm guitar riffs, in my opinion, by Eddie Van Halen. That was Panama, actually a song about a car from their 1984 album. And then we heard from Vangelis, the main titles from the motion picture Blade Runner. Van Halen once again after that would Dance the Night Away from Van Halen 2. And then that Canadian music collective Brand Van 3000, our third featured artist, Rainshine. Well, actually, they're our third featured artist, but for them, we are having a featured album. So all the songs we will be hearing from them are from their Glee album. We followed that up with the opening titles from The Bounty by Vangelis from his Themes album, and then Atomic Punk from the first perfect Van Halen album. You know, in the various Van Halen lineups, I much prefer Diamond David Lee Roth as their front man. Yeah, he's a jerk, but he's a pretty fun jerk. At least he was years ago. I want my rock stars young, energetic, and good-looking. And I'm not at all the type of person who's going to be going to any of these shows where senior citizens, such as myself, are performing on stage. Well, I'll go where senior citizens are performing, but not for the rock stars who are originally from the 70s and 80s and even not, well, whatever. Yeah. So in the next set, besides hearing from Brand Van 3000 and Vangelis, we are going to be focusing on the Van Hagar lineup of Van Halen, when Diamond David Lee Roth exited the band and they recruited Sammy Hagar, a competent guitar player and a fine singer, but not an outstanding singer, in my opinion. But before we get to that, dear listeners, I wanted to mention that the artists from Tufts School of the Museum of Fine Arts are having a senior thesis show. And tomorrow, they're going to be having a reception in the School of the Museum of Fine Arts atrium. Yes, May 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. And if you want more information about this wonderful artistic experience, you can go to SeniorThesis2023 on Instagram, or easier yet, smfa.tufts.edu. So come out, support student artists, keep it free form, and have a good artistic experience. So, yeah, again, the best link, I think, is smfa.tufts.edu. And let's kick off this next set here, where we're going to be pretty strictly alternating Van Halen, Brand Van 3000, and Vangelis for the next 27 minutes or so, starting off with this Van Hagar song, Sucker in a Three-Piece. Although, yeah, let's give credit to all the rest of the band, because Sammy was just one of four. And one of the things in Van Halen that was kind of unique is that all of the songs were credited to the four band members, as opposed to just two people, as generally happens. Sucker in a Three-Piece, the Van Hagar lineup of Van Halen, all in the next set for you here on WMFO in Medford. We'll be right back.
So baby, you're a sucker. You're just a sucker. You're just a sucker. Look at all that money, baby. And you know, your sugar daddy, you a sugar mama. Hey, you found a sucker.
Yeah. Wheeler and the Foe in Medford. Tufts of Freeform Radio.